Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Through our sin, we fell and became distorted and died. That's bad. That's bad. But by faith in Him, the Lord has recreated us, and this new creation is good. It's good. Oh, that's running truth right there. This new creation is good.
Yes.
Somebody say, on the inside. On the inside,
the goodness of God is in me.
Which means you and I have everything we need to live good, talk good, think good, be good, do good. Come on, do you believe it? Good is in us because God is in us. And He's good, nothing but good. God didn't make anybody an adulterer. God didn't make anybody a liar or a thief. Or a murderer. Did he?
No.
No, he didn't. So just, you know, I mean, you're going to have to talk to somebody else beside us if you're going to tell us God made you that way. Because we ain't buying it. God did not make you messed up.
No, He didn't.
You need to say that out loud. God did not make you messed up. Did he or not?
Yep.
God didn't make you that way. That's all between you and the devil and other people. Do we have scripture for this?
Yes.
Iniquity was found in the devil. God made man upright and perfect, but they have invented many ways to be bad because of truly having a free will. If you really have a free will, you don't have to be what God wants you to be. You can be something else. But at least be honest about it. Don't claim God did it. Take credit for your own mess. What do you think? How many think it's just honesty and right? Don't blame God for your mess. Don't do that. Stop it. He's good. Go with me in closing, I think, to the New Testament, 1 John, the first chapter. 1 John 1, I got through half my message this morning. That's pretty good. Can you come back? Can you?
Yeah.
Huh? You know how we do around here. I'm thinking we'll camp on this for a while. Reckon what there is to find out about God being good and the goodness of God. But how many understand, you got to get this, what we're talking about today, you got to get this straight. Or elsewise, where are you going to be with the rest of it? God has no evil in Him. Evil didn't come out of Him because there's no evil in Him. If they don't have it at the store, you can't get it at the store. Because it's not there. Right? You heard the phrase, can't get blood out of a turnip?
No.
Why? Because there ain't no blood in the turnip. How many of you can't get evil out of God?
That's right.
You can't do it.
Amen.
Because there's no evil in Him. How do we know? We've already seen a number of scriptures. But it goes on and on and on. And you keep coming, we're going to build an arsenal. Hallelujah. A fortress of this truth of the Word of God in us. And we're not going to let anybody, I don't care how many degrees they've got or how confused they may be, try to tell us that our good Father has a bad side, has a dark side, because it's just a lie. Who would want you to believe such a thing? The dark one himself, the evil one himself, right? Darkness himself. 1 John 1 and 5. This, then, is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light. He didn't stop there. And in him is no darkness. And he didn't stop there. In fact, the original language, there's words added after the phrase. You'll see it as we read the other translations. But you see it in English right here. I mean, if God said, there's no darkness in me, that should cover it. But what does he say?
At all.
The word literally means none, no, not one. No, not one. Well, what does that mean? Listen to the Weiss translation. He brings that out, the no, none, no, not one. Weiss says, God as to his nature is light. Didn't say he has light, he produces light, he is light. And darkness in him does not exist, not even one particle. Somebody say, not even one particle.
Not even one particle.
Not even one particle. Of what? Darkness. Well, what did the Lord say when he made light?
It's good.
He made light and he said, behold, it's good.
Amen.
Well, what about the darkness? It's the absence of light. He has to prepare and deal with it. But he didn't form it. Create it. He created the light.
Amen.
It says there's no darkness in him. The message says this is the message we heard from Christ. Now we need to, King James says we heard it from him. Jesus gave us this. And then those that came after him have continued to repeat it. What did Jesus say? God is light. Pure light, there's not a trace of darkness in him. Is light good?
Yes.
How much bad's in him?
None.
How much darkness is in him?
None.
What about God's dark side?
None.
Can God go into a rage and get an evil glint in his eye?
No.
Mm-mm. God can get mad, but he can't get evil. No matter what he is, he's going to do what's right and what's good. Someone said, how is judgment good? You want to live with the devil and his bunch throughout eternity? Is that good? So let the Lord do what he needs to do. Because it's good. I said it's good. How many believe his judgment is good? Everything he does is good. For him not to do it would be bad.
Yes.
Bad for you, bad for me, bad for his people. Hallelujah. The Amplified says, God is light. There is no darkness in him at all. No, not in any way. The Holman says, God is light. There is absolutely no darkness in him. Jesus told us, Complete English says that God is light and doesn't have any darkness in him. Now we're telling you. I like the Weiss again, not even one particle. Hallelujah. No matter what you've thought, what you've heard, would you accept the word of God today?
Yes.
That God is good.
Yes.
Do you know there are a number of people who've not received the Lord, who don't come to church because the devil has convinced them that God's got a mean side, a hard side. I've seen people standing by the caskets of young children or our loved ones or a young brother or sister and maybe well-meaning but confused preachers come over and tell them, you know, God knows best and he took your baby brother, he took your child, your four-year-old, in this car accident or in this tornado, and we just have to believe that, you know, God knows what's best. God is not in stealing and killing and destroying. And I've seen people in these situations hear that. These are sinners. They don't go to church. They don't know their Bible. And they got some preacher telling them this. I've seen them look just as hard as a piece of flint and go. One guy said, well, if that's your God, to hell with him. And walked out, and I guess ain't been to church in 30, 40 years. But has he been lied to? Has he been deceived? God did not take his baby away from him. God did not kill her baby sister. God did not take his wife with cancer. Did he? Is cancer good or bad? Is smashing of automobiles and bodies being ripped apart, is that good? Someone said, well, you just don't know. God may have. No, quit being confused.
Right. Preaching words, sir.
Quit being confused. No. Not one particle of darkness. Not even a tiny bit of bad or evil or mean or cruel or unfair exists in God. And when you get free from that, you will have the limitations removed so that you can love him like you're supposed to. And draw near to him like you're supposed to. And realize once and for all, he's never been your problem. And he never will be. He's not against you. He doesn't hate you. I mean, if God and the devil are working together, let's just give up now. Rami, why even come back to church? Just, we've had it. How are we going to come out of this? If sometimes God's for us, sometimes he's against us. What do we need to do every day? Wake up and approach the throne. Don't go in yet. Ask the angel, is this a good day? How's he doing? Is God happy? Look, I'll just come back tomorrow and ask him about. No, you're thinking about yourself. That's not God. Every day he's on his throne and he's good, nothing but good. And he's saying, come boldly to my throne. Come right on up here and I'll give you grace to help you out. I will help you. How many know grace is good?
Yes.
Grace is, there's no bad in grace. There's no evil in grace. Grace is every good thing that God is and that he's given us. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.